Apple today could tell us new iPhones are on the way.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Apple is expected to unveil its next version of the iPhone in a little more than an hour, an announcement that won't include former company CEO Steve Jobs. Now, it comes on the same day the Wall Street Journal reports wireless company Sprint is buying 30 million iPhones to sell to its customers. Hiawatha Bray is technology reporter for the Boston Globe. He's with us now to talk about it. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
What's at stake here for Apple?
Well, yeah, I think a fair amount is at stake for Apple because the competition has now become so intense, certainly in the smartphone market. When you consider the fact that Android, in terms of the total size of the market, Android is vastly outselling the iPhone right now, which is inevitable because dozens of companies are making Android phones and only one company makes the iPhone.
So what does Apple have to do to win back folks who started buying those Droid phones?
Well, I don't think they have to win them all back. I don't think this is necessarily a major problem for them, because they are the most profitable company in the business. They don't have to be number one in terms of units sold, but they do have to hang on to and try to continually expand their share of a market that keeps growing. Only, about 40% of Americans have smartphones at all. So there's this huge market that hasn't even got them yet. And then you have the rest of the planet. This is not a mature market. It's not even close to a mature market. There's a huge number of people out there, and they have to keep offering products that will appeal to every segment of that market, which is why I think there's one thing we might see is some kind of a lower-priced iPhone. I think that's a reasonable expectation.
How lucrative is this deal with Sprint?
Well, assuming that the deal has it, it's not necessarily going to be all that lucrative for Sprint. Obviously, Apple is going to make out fantastically from this deal. But just to make sure people know what we're talking about, the report is that from the Wall Street Journal that Sprint has agreed to buy like 30 million iPhones in order to distribute them to Sprint customers. And they won't make any money on the deal until like 2014. And it's a bet the company effort to keep Sprint from being knocked right out of the box by AT&T and Verizon Wireless.
All eyes on new CEO Tim Cook today?
Absolutely, because we've never really seen him strut his stuff in this kind of context. I've been to a lot of keynotes with Steve Jobs, and everything you've heard about it is true. The man is just a master at this sort of thing. And the question is, A, can Cook match him? B, will he even try? I wonder if he would even try to do that, or will he just give a rather mundane, straightforward presentation? I honestly don't know.
Hiawatha Bray with the Boston Globe. Hiawatha, thanks.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. The Nasdaq's up about 0.8%, but the Dow, the other direction, down 0.8%, about 100 points, 10,550. Business orders for all kinds of heavy equipment and computers rose in August by nearly 1%. The Commerce Department reading for factory orders is a measure of how much companies are investing these days. Global shares are much lower today, especially in Europe, where stocks took a beating because of more fear about the debt crisis there. Fears that banks are exposed to Greek and European debt, making investors very nervous. The European bank Dexia is in big financial trouble, with France and Belgium now guaranteeing the bank's obligations. The fallout there could affect states and cities right here at home in the United States. The BBC's Andrew Walker is with us now from London with more on that. Hi, Andrew.
Hello there.
What's the link between this particular bank and all these cities across the United States?
Dexia has a long history of being involved in the market for American municipal borrowing. It's something it's trying to run down, but it is still involved. And it is involved in a particular type of borrowing, providing guarantees for debts that are kind of remarketed almost on a weekly basis. So the interest rate can change over very short periods. And as the worries have grown about Dexia's stability, so the interest rate that some American cities are having to pay on this debt has risen quite markedly in the last few months.
It's gone up. Well, how much trouble is Dexia in, Andrew?
Quite a lot. I mean, there are real worries, partly because it's very dependent on raising money in the short term in financial markets. That market is under severe strain because lenders are worried about the strength of European banks. And Dexia has got a particular problem because it has a very large exposure to the debts of some of those Eurozone governments that are in such trouble, particularly Greece, but it's also got a big holding of bonds of Italy, Spain, and some others.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Andrew, thanks.
My pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
Markets are closed in China this week for a national holiday. People are traveling all over the place by subway and train. But there's still concern in the country over rail safety after some bad crashes in the last few months. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Shanghai subways are running slower this week. It's a safety measure the government's carried out to avoid another accident. He Guoying is one rider who still feels a little nervous.
The government needs to be more careful. If they put the lives of the people first, then we wouldn't be seeing so many accidents.
She repeats a phrase that's popular these days in China. Things are moving too fast. With all these accidents, many wonder whether the quality of China's new infrastructure could possibly equal the quantity. A new morbid Chinese phrase has even risen out of this. Dai Xue GDP, blood-soaked GDP. The idea that China's risked people's lives in its quest for rapid economic growth. Subway rider Cao Xuying says her options are limited. I have to take the subway, she says. Too many people have cars these days, and driving in Shanghai traffic would get me nowhere. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally, when you think of Nestle, you probably think of a candy bar, maybe hot chocolate. It's also one of the world's biggest makers of pet food. And late last week, it launched what it says is the world's first TV commercial made especially for dogs, using a high-frequency tone to grab the dog's attention. The ad's going to run in Austria. Not sure why, but apparently Austrian dogs are able to get in the car and drive to the grocery store to buy Nestle dog food. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM. That's American Public Media.
We talk a lot about how bad things are in today's economy. Jobs, wages, you know the drill. But when it comes to crime, at least, things used to be a lot worse.
In tribal societies, an average of about 15% of people met their ends through violence. In the 20th century, you get to about 3%.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Freakonomics Radio, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.